toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Head over there, get interactive, because there's a lot of stuff you can do on the Free Talk Live website that will cost you nothing. In fact, the whole site is free for you, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you to get access to their websites. You'll find that Free Talk Live has more for free than those other sites have behind their paywall. At least, that's what I think. It's not like I've actually gone to buy their web subscriptions to find out for sure. So
Some of you have. You've had web subscriptions. Only one.
I've only ever bought one web subscription.
I'll take your word for it.
Talk radio program. So you can, again, go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. You can actually control the content of the site. You find something online that you think's interesting, you'd like to share it with our listeners, just submit it as show prep, and then other Free Talk Live listeners will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what you've suggested, and the most liked make it to the front page of the website. So go to freetalklive.com. As always, much to discuss here tonight, including breaking news out of New Hampshire. I don't know if this has hit the news quite yet, because the way the event was organized kind of prohibited the news from actually being able to show up. There was a press release sent out literally maybe a half an hour prior to the actual event happening. It was today in Manchester, New Hampshire, at the airport, Manchester International Airport, where Kelly Voluntarist decided she was going to go, and she's pretty fed up with the TSA and how they've been treating people. So she wrote up a flyer that was like at least a sheet of paper, maybe a front and a back. Mm-hmm. I'm not positive exactly how long it ended up, but it was a sheet of paper. And she printed out 150 of them and had a stack of papers that she walked into Manchester Airport, proceeded to strip off some of her clothing. A lot of her clothing.
A lot of it.
And all she had on were essentially a lingerie top and panties.
Yeah, something that looks like it was from Victoria's Secret there.
Yeah, it may very well have been. I don't know where she got the clothing. But
no. One thing's for certain is that Kelly has her activism in all the right places.
Nice.
What?
She very courageously did this event, and she did it successfully. I have to say, I was telling her in advance, because we all were, we went first to drop Pete Eyre off at jail this morning, because he's in jail.
Figured you'd be going to see Kelly shortly thereafter.
I didn't know what to expect. We tried to let her know that she should expect the worst, and that would be a revoking of her bail, because she's out on bail on chalking charges when she was chalking the courthouse recently.
Interesting.
In Manchester, when we were out there for a trial. For one of the chalking trials, she was there. She talked to the courthouse, got arrested herself. So she's out on bail. When you get arrested and you're out on bail, they can pull your bail and just hold you in jail until the next trial happens. Or they can give you a more stringent bail. So like the last time she got PR bail, personal recognizance, where they just let her out because she's been recognized. They didn't do those things, though, because they didn't arrest her this time around, which is great. In fact, they didn't even ask her to put her clothes on, which
so there's no reaction from the TSA?
The TSA agents, some of them took the flyer, some did not. They themselves were not threatening toward her. The Londonderry police are the people that handle the
sort of the security of the airport.
Right. It's Manchester Airport, but the Londonderry police handle the airport.
Those are the guys that gave me so much trouble when I didn't want to get shaken down for having an expired driver's license, essentially.
Okay, yeah. Well, they did give her some trouble, but ultimately they backed down. And it may have had to do with the fact that there were five or six people with cameras there.
Always helps.
Swarming around. Because at one point, Adamo Freeman from LibertyOnTour.com, CopBlock.org, he was alone for some reason. And I guess we'd gone one direction and he went a different direction. And one of the Londonderry cops did threaten him at that time and told him that you better stop recording or I'll arrest you for wiretapping.
Ah, yes.
And basically Adamo told him, well, I'll be back. And then later, when we encountered that particular cop, I said, is this the guy you were talking about before? And Adamo said, yeah. And so we were all recording him at that point. I said, did you threaten my friend for videotaping? And he was, it wasn't a threat. And Damo told him, yeah, it was. And basically, it was a little bit of back and forth, and the dude ended up walking away.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So,
you know, it's hard for me to feel bad for the Londonderry police. I mean, after having had such a terrible time where they surrounded me with, like...
Attack dog, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to call him attack dog. I don't know what kind of dog it was.
Was it barking at you?
He was a freaking dog. No, he was not. Okay. He was just threatening, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, at least nine cops. I don't know if they were all Londonderry, but... You know, they took my driver's license out of my hand without asking me for it, just, you know, snatched it out of there. Obviously, you're going through TSA, you have your driver's license in your hand. You know, so what does that qualify as? Another guy saying, you got a problem? Like we're on the, like we're sixth graders on the playground, and he wants to fight.
Well, do you think you'd remember them if you saw them in a video? Do you think you'd remember? Okay, because obviously we got plenty of footage of this, and the videos have not yet been put together. However, they're coming. Right now, all their is that I know of is a single still photo that has been posted over at freekeen.com. So if you'd like to get an eyeful of what exactly happened today in Manchester, you
Kelly voluntarist activism.
Yeah, she's I forget one person's comments on Facebook was like, does she have a big pair of balls inside those panties? Because it was pretty ballsy what she did today. I mean, she, you know, stripped down and did all kinds of outreach and was very well received by the majority of people that she talked to.
Yeah, that's amazing. I know Kelly pretty well, and she just won't back down. She's not really afraid of the state. Not, you know, much more perseverant about this type of activism than I could ever imagine myself being, just because, you know, I'm a coward compared to her. I would never be able to bring myself to do something like that.
Yeah, and she, in advance, we were trying to tell her, like, the worst-case scenarios. Like, what could really happen to her? Because if she got arrested today, being out on bail, and what all that could mean. And she's like, are you guys trying to talk me out of it? This sounds terrible. And just you've got to be aware of what the possible consequences are. But she went ahead and did it anyway. And they totally did nothing about it. I was so surprised that they didn't even ask her to put her clothes on. I thought for sure there'd be, you know, some uppity cop that wanted to tell her to put your clothes on. But no, that didn't happen. All they did after a while was they told her that there was one cop who came up, handed her a copy of the rules for the airport.
Are there protest rules for the airport?
They claim there are.
And apparently among them isn't standing around in a pink panty and bra set.
And I don't know if you all recall this, but there was a We Won't Fly event at national airports around the country back in 2010, I think.
It's been
like
a little
November
while.
Of 2010. And so this was the last time I was at Manchester Airport to do activism was back then. And what we did then was we were handing out information to people. And their claim was, they didn't say anything about her having her clothes off. Their issue was her handing out flyers. They said, you can't do that in here. And their rules say you can't do that in here. The rules say you have to go out there, pointing to outside where it's
cold,
25 degrees.
That's what my suggestion was, is that you can protest all you want. Your underpants there, sugar.
Right,
do it out on the sidewalk.
Well, no, you can't be out on the sidewalk. You have to be down past a certain point. So you can be
the freedom of speech
down in the, you know, down in the midway or, you know, way down the street, basically, before you even get to the actual terminal building. And so they actually had a map printed out for her where they pointed to where she should go.
Uh-huh.
And the guy ended up saying, this cop ended up saying to her that, we're asking you to blah, 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 blah. And I said, Kelly, he said, because she almost sounded like she was getting ready to leave. And I said to her, he did say they were just asking. Just pointed, made sure to clarify that with her, and then she decided to stay. So we didn't go anywhere after that, and they didn't do anything about it. So I told the cop.
So when you're, are you asking?
Yeah, I think somebody said something like that to him. But I told the cop, well, I'd like to thank you for asking.
She looks gorgeous in this picture from freekeen.com.
There you go, over at freekeen.com. You can see the picture, and I'm sure if you stay tuned to freekeen.com, you'll be able to see whatever video comes next. Again, there were probably like six different angles. The guys were there from the film crew that have been in town for the last few days, so they got some great footage. More coming up. You take control of Free Talk Live. You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsniffs.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, so you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site. So enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com features, including our mobile site, M as in mobile.freetalklive.com. We'll take you there. You'll get quick access to our live streams and the podcast, M. freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. it's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Safehold knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner over at freetalklive.com. So we're going to come back with more here on the TSA. Also on the way, there's news about circumcision, I guess. So we're going to hear more about circumcision from Allie. She's going to tell us about that. But first, we were talking about the TSA. And actually, it's been a little while since we've discussed the TSA. I guess there hasn't been a whole lot that I've seen necessarily in the news since the whole body scanner controversy. Did anybody recall seeing anything TSA related?
Well, I know one thing I didn't see, them catching a terrorist.
Yeah, that's yet to happen. But Kelly Voluntarius today went to the airport in Manchester and stripped off her clothes, not quite naked, but was without lots of clothing. Actually went outside, which was even crazier.
That does seem crazy, yeah.
And this girl is from Arizona. This is her first winter, I think, ever.
Yep, snow is on the ground.
It's a dry cold.
Yeah. A dry cold. Yeah. You know, that's different from a wet cold. In what way?
When people from Florida and people from Arizona talk about which state is hotter,
mm-hmm.
there'll always be a back and forth as to whether dry heat or a wet heat is a humid heat is worse.
So does not no one has decided whether or not one is worse?
It's a joke, Ian, and it's just so sad you have never gotten one yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was that funny to you, Allie?
Well, I thought it was understood that dry heat is less painful.
But the dry heat in Arizona will get to 120. Whereas,
right, it'll be higher, so it's probably more dangerous. So I was like, oh, I could see that. Yeah, it's more dangerous if it's dry, but it's more comfortable, too.
So Florida at 100 versus Arizona at 120.
I think Florida doesn't get to 100.
What?
Not really.
Yeah.
It'll get to 100 in your car.
No, but it'll get 100 outside.
No.
You just don't know what you're talking about.
I lived in Florida for 26 years, man.
Yeah.
We have internet.
Yeah, not really. Not that I saw.
I'm not talking about an average temperature. I'm talking about, you know.
Not even like during the day, during the summer.
All right, man, we'll just go ahead and
So,
look up the average highs here.
855-453 is the number here. And again, Kelly went to the airport today, and she had a sheet of paper that told some stories of some ladies that were going through the TSA checkpoint. So I will share some of these stories here. Lenore Zimmerman of Long Island was en route to Florida on November 29th when she was moved to a private room and forced to remove her clothes by TSA officials. She alleged she wanted to be patted down rather than go through a body scanner because she feared it would interfere with her defibrillator. She said, "I walk with a walker. I really look like a terrorist," she told the Daily News. "I'm tiny. I weigh 110 pounds, 107 without clothes, and I was strip searched." Zimmerman says she was also left bleeding in the process after banging her leg against a walker. She said the two female TSA agents showed no sympathy and simply continued with the invasive body search.
Mm.
She says, "My sock was soaked with blood," the retired receptionist added. "I was bleeding like a pig." Bruce Zimmerman, who dropped his mother at the airport prior to the incident, was left fuming. He says, "My mother is a little old woman. She's not disruptive or uncooperative. I don't understand how this happened." Well, it happened because these people have no accountability for what they do. And they can get away with pushing old ladies around and threatening small children and doing whatever other things they're doing to terrorize the American people and international travelers as well. And there's nothing you can do about it. Sure, you can register a complaint, but that's never been shown to be effective, I think, in the history of bureaucracies like the TSA.
Well, they won't even remember you. You could have some terrible experience with them, and to you, it's changed your life, but to them, you're just another cow that they had to deal with.
That's right. Now, this is a cow that bled. Ugh.
Linda Kalish, a 66-year-old diabetic, claimed she was also strip-searched on November 29th, so I guess these are recent. According to the Orlando Sentinel, Kalish, who was bound for Fort Lauderdale via JetBlue on a 1 o'clock flight, had a glucose monitor that checks her blood sugar every 5 minutes, strapped to one leg and an insulin pump strapped to the other. Female TSA officer allegedly asked her into a private room. After setting off the metal detector, Kalish says she was ordered to remove her pants in order to demonstrate both devices.
Remove her pants.
Ruth Sherman in 88. It's okay, though, Mark. It's all for terrorism.
Yeah.
The children, Mark. Ruth Sherman, an 88-year-old frequent flyer with JetBlue, has flown from New York to Florida many times, but has never been taken aside and asked to pull her pants down and show her colostomy bags, as she asserts occurred at Kennedy Airport recently. Sherman, who was returning home November 28th after celebrating Thanksgiving with family in New York, said her initial X-ray screening apparently showed a bulge from her colostomy bag on the side of her body. Screeners then pulled her aside and gave her a pat-down with their hands, including touching her on her legs and her torso near her breasts and around her arms, she said. That triggered the screeners to order yet another level of search. She told MSNBC from her home in Sunrise, Florida, it was awful. And this woman is 88. They asked me to come into another room, and I said, don't touch me. You have dirty hands. I had on plain sweatpants and a top, she says. They made me pull my sweatpants down with my underwear. They invaded my privacy. So Kelly was there asking people how they felt about that today. You know, how would you feel if they treated your grandmother this way, or your parents, or your mother this way? Because this is pretty.
It's a question.
Pretty sad.
You know, that folks need to ask, because it's. You know, what goes on at the airport is one of those situations of sort of the boiling frog. They can just keep on asking a little more and a little more as time goes by. You know, first it's take your shoes off, then it's no water bottles, then, you know, you can have a lighter, you can't have matches, then you can have matches, you can't have a lighter, and it just goes back and forth and down and around, and it, you know.
They're so insensitive, too. I mean, I know for some people, going to the airport is just part of their... They do it for work, or it's just sort of a chore for them. But mm-hmm. for a lot of people, it's very emotional.
A lot of people aren't flying anymore as a result.
Right.
You know,
for good reason.
Domestic air travel, as a matter of fact, domestic and international air travel are both down between 20 and 30%. Almost 30%. It's not just because people are scared to death of terrorists. Certainly some people are scared of terrorists, no doubt. But some people are just annoyed at being touched and prodded and looked at and all those things that that go into it. It's a lot different than it used to be.
Kelly has a quote from the White Rose Society in her flyer. Why do you allow these men who are in power to rob you step by step, openly and in secret, of one domain of your rights after another, until one day nothing, nothing at all, will be left but a mechanized state system presided over by criminals and drunks? Is your spirit already so crushed by abuse that you forget it is your right, or rather your moral duty, to eliminate this system? Of course, you know what happened to the White Rose Society, right?
I don't imagine most people do.
We can tell you more about the White Rose Society here in a little bit. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up anything you want. Tell us your TSA story.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email. Don, do you know about...
DoubleMySpeed.com, DoubleMySpeed.com, DoubleMySpeed.com.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com. Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Results will vary depending on your PC software and other factors.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
Allie.
And Mark.
We invite you over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy stuff like our listening options. We've got broadband and dial-up versions of the show. You can listen to those around the clock over at listen.freetalklive.com. Also, learn about our great radio stations, over 100 of them from coast to coast, that air the show throughout the week at various different times. In addition to that, our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio and our free-to-air KU-band satellite channel, the webcam and the listen lines as well, which allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Again, details over at listen.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries it all. Knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, all kinds of optics, as a matter of fact, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, firearms, accessories, ammunition, everything you need. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. You know how important that is when you shop online. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. I've had a couple of friends go there who are big into this, you know, camping and hunting and survival stuff, and they were stunned by the prices. So go over there, check them out. Before you buy anything online that has to do with camping, hunting, survival, or shooting, go to ManVentureOutpost.com. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right. So, again, you can take control here at 855-450-FREE. Also, Allie is here to talk to us about circumcision. What's going on with that?
Well, I guess this is just something that I feel strongly about, and I think that it still pertains to society because it's still something that happens every day on a routine basis to millions of little baby boys in the United States, and I think it's really sad, and I think it's something that people don't really question a lot because they sort of consider it to be part of just our society.
It happened to me.
Yeah, it happens to unfortunately lots and lots of boys, so...
And I wish that I had been able to get, you know, have a choice about the matter, but I didn't.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I can see benefits to circumcision. However, you know, when I had to make a decision with my son, And first, you know, the Hippocratic Oath says first do no harm. That, you know, circumcision operations are operations. Some of them go wrong. There are all kinds of things that can go wrong, and, you know, not the least of which can be distortions in the shape of an erect penis. And, you know, why are you going to do that to somebody?
You're also cutting off nerve endings, a serious amount of them, as I understand it. So you're making the penis, in that case, less sensitive.
Right.
That could be a bad thing.
Yeah, and it's something that I've sort of looked into, and how it, not just the idea behind it that's scary, that you're doing it to an infant, that, you know, it doesn't hurt them any less because they're an infant, and just that whole idea that of the brutality behind it, but how it affects the sex life of the males in the future is really devastating, and it's bad for them and their partners as far as, like, you know, how... just how things are supposed to work and how the different parts of the penis and the vagina are supposed to work together. And it doesn't happen as well when the boy's been circumcised. It's just, what? You're missing out on more than you even realize.
What kind of information do we have to back that up? Because I've heard these claims before, and I don't know. I mean, you know, thinking about my life and the way things go, and certainly I was circumcised before I ever had an opportunity to do that. Things seem to work fine. Nerve endings are you talking about?
Like, a lot of them.
On the skin?
It's not that you can't have sex if you're circumcised, or sex won't feel good when you're circumcised, but I think it's, considering that you're getting rid of all these nerve endings, which are like some of the most sensitive on the penis, it's going to make it less pleasurable. Pretty much you can't really make the claim that it's going to feel the same.
Right. In theory, that makes total sense. But like you said, how would we know? We don't have the ability to compare, at least in our individual lives. Circumcision happens so early on. You know, we've just lived our whole lives without this knowledge. And so, you know, it would only be a man who decided later on, after he had had sexual, you know, engaged in sexual activity and then decided to become circumcised, who would really be able to tell, you know, say, yeah, there's a serious difference
here. From what I've heard, the main effect is that, you know, essentially the glands, that's the head of the penis, mm-hmm. Gets touched by your pants and your underpants or whatever all day long. So it becomes somewhat desensitized. And, you know, they have suggestions of what to do. Some guys have tried to regrow their foreskins with weights and things like that, which sounds absolutely insane.
They show that in Penn and Teller's BS about this particular episode. This topic. If you haven't seen that episode, I highly recommend it.
Yeah,
it's horrifying.
They also sell these little sort of silk socks that you would place over it. And all this is intended to do is to diminish the amount of sort of touching that goes on there. And
to resensitize that part of the penis,
well,
essentially?
Well, it's, you know, essentially, if it's untouched, it will... you know, be more stimulated by touch in that particular area. But, you know, most of the complaints about penises from, you know, people that use them isn't that those things are not sensitive enough. It's that they're too sensitive and they go off too soon. And I wonder to myself, I mean, you know, that to some extent, could this be an advantage?
Well, that's the whole thing that when I watched this awesome video. I wish I had it up, but it was just sort of about answering people's questions. And this doctor was saying that, you know, she's very against circumcision, and she said, yes, that men will say this, is that they have enough sensitivity as it is, and if they had more sensitivity, then they'd be worried about, you know, ejaculating sooner than they already do. But what she says is that it's not really like that, that an uncircumcised penis is able to perform longer, and that orgasms are come in more like a wave as opposed to just like an immediate sort of, you know, reaction to pleasure that you're just seeking out immediately.
Interesting.
Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And if you've never seen the actual procedure... and probably a lot of parents haven't. I wonder how many parents have actually been in the room when this happens. I don't know. I'm entirely speculating because it does not look nice. They show you the actual
bits off,
right? They of a baby, you know, that makes them cry. It is not a pleasant experience.
Yeah, they're probably not hollering out because it feels good, right?
Right. And if you will actually see this procedure if you watch the Penn and Teller episode on this. Penn and Teller's BS. I can't say the full name of the show. But Penn and Teller's BS on circumcision. It's a real eye-opener. I think it would be an eye-opener for a lot of people who just, you know, see this as it's just a routine procedure. You just do this with every baby boy. And, well, thank goddess we don't do it to baby girls in this country, because it's even more horrific what happens to them. In other countries, some women are circumcised.
I don't know if there's a comparison between the two. I mean, just because they're both called circumcision doesn't mean they're the same thing. When you're talking about the labia minora, you're talking about the portion, because essentially as an embryo, there's a point at which the sexes diverge. So they have the same, similar parts. The part that is the labia minora is what in the female is are the testicles in the male, the scrotum, I should say, not the testicles, the scrotum. So you're talking about a different part. We don't cut scrotums off of little boys. Also included in female circumcision many times is the clitoris. We don't cut the glands off of a penis when we circumcise. You're talking about a different operation that's called the same.
I didn't say it was the same thing. It's horrible.
We need to not conflate these two things.
I don't know.
To me, it's like cutting up, you know, your sensitive area, your genital areas. To me, that's what circumcision means. When you're, you know, when you out of your way, like cut up, you know, have a doctor perform a surgery in which they cut up parts of your genitals.
Well, you know, for the same.
That's true.
For me, it's cutting off parts. You know, like as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to deliver that kid to the point where he's an adult, mm-hmm. where he's going to be whole. I'm not going to pierce his ears. I'm not going to, you know, do any of the things that some folks want to do to change their kid. And that, to me, includes circumcision.
More coming up here. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything you want. Were you an adult male who decided to become circumcised?
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled B-I-O-M-A-T-S. mats.com or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a biomat.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll free number for you to bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. A number brought to you by SACL CAI. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
1-855-450-FREE. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy Free Talk Live, you are welcome to support the show by becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. You send in $3 a month with any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And that $3 a month will be invested in Free Talk Live and allow us to get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get on there and also learn about the perks that you get as an amplifier, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum and podcast. Go get the details and get signed up. amp.freetalklive.com.
You've probably been hearing a lot about the new digital currency known as bitcoins. For some folks, obtaining them has been kind of tricky. Until now, crypto exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your bitcoins. I actually bought quite a few bitcoins through them. I think it was last week. And it was easy, and it feels safe. Certainly, I got everything. Everything happened the way I hoped it would happen. If you're totally clueless about the Bitcoin currency or just using the internet in general, they've got 24-hour customer service. All you have to do is visit their website, click on the live support link at the top. It's crypto exchange. You can get there most easily through their banner at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Again, it's bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
All right. So, again, 855-450-FREE is the number. Let's go to you and your thoughts. Allie is bringing up circumcision here tonight, specifically male circumcision, but I think it's wrong to ignore female circumcision in a discussion about circumcision in general. And, Mark, you made the point that male circumcision isn't as harsh as female circumcision.
I said it was different. I didn't claim harsh or anything else. Okay. I would side with what you're saying.
Right. My interpretation was that you were saying it was not as harsh, and I think you're right. It isn't as harsh. They're not cutting off as serious of amount of parts, but as Allie pointed out, they are cutting off parts, and it's horrific. And if you've ever seen footage, even of just male circumcision, it's pretty bad.
You know, okay, so
it's bloody,
there
painful.
Are times, and there are situations where circumcision makes perfectly good sense. Some guys will
really?
Have, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, this is the problem with having an opinion about something of which you have not researched from the other side. There will be situations where the foreskin will make it difficult for the glands to erupt from the erect penis. And, you know, it's a lot easier to get this operation when you're little than when you're older. When, you know, you've got issues of erections and things like that. It takes a long time for a guy to heal from this. Younger people heal. Doctors, some doctors have claimed, and I don't know, it seems difficult for me to imagine that it doesn't hurt babies to do this, that they just yell because they're being held down. Oh, it looks painful.
Yeah.
I saw the footage, same footage you're talking about. I mean, I have researched this topic. But
I don't understand the argument that babies can't feel pain. How is that possible?
I am not the one to say.
Well, it's one thing to say that there are some cases where this may be medically necessary or useful, but for the vast majority of cases, it's not the case at all. And the male organ works just fine on its own.
If there was no value
circumcision,
if there was no value to having a foreskin, I would disagree with what you have to say. If the foreskin was this vestigial thing that did nothing for,
but it does do things, and it's protective, and it's got nerve endings and all that. In fact, before we get to your phone calls, you had a quote you wanted to share from Kellogg.
Right.
Yes, that Kellogg.
The cornflakes guy.
Yeah.
Exactly. He says, quote, "The operation should be performed by a surgeon without administering any anesthetic as a brief pain attending the operation will have a salutary effect upon the mind, especially if it be connected with the idea of punishment, as it may well be in some cases. The soreness, which continues for several weeks, interrupts the practice," talking about masturbation, "and if it had not previously become too firmly fixed, it may be forgotten and not resumed."
Yeah, that's right. You're going to stop masturbation.
Well, that's what all of it was really about, at least his campaign to widen the usage of circumcision.
It absolutely was.
Was all about him wanting men not to touch themselves.
He didn't want women. He suggested it for women, too, but it just didn't catch on.
Let's continue here with your calls and your thoughts. Tyrone's in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Tyrone.
Hey, Ian, Mark, and...
And Allie.
Allie. Hey, Allie.
Go ahead, sir.
I'm in my 40s, and I was circumcised when I was born. And it's been my experience through my lifetime that women seem to prefer, or at least that's what they tell me, they prefer uncircumcised men.
They prefer uncircumcised men. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, something about something. I won't get graphic on the radio here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so in my experience, they prefer them uncircumcised.
I've heard that, too.
I would suspect that you'll probably hear. I've heard all of these, and I suspect you're probably going to hear what you are. I mean, it just makes sense that they would say, I'm going to guess you're black, Tyrone, and they're probably going to say I prefer black guys, and of course they're going to tell you folks want to hear. I've heard
We've had people call this show in the past to say they prefer circumcised and that they think it's weird if it's not circumcised. But that just has more to do with social norms than anything else, I think.
I would agree.
Yeah, but see, that argument about they say what they want because that's what you are, I've had that discussion before they even knew what I was, and I've heard it. Well, a few times I've heard it before they even knew whether I was circumcised or not. I guess it was just something that they had never experienced before. And maybe not something they preferred, but something they'd like to experience.
And you're willing to give it to them, aren't you, Tyrone?
Well, of course. That's my duty.
That's your duty.
Thanks, Tyrone. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's all.
Thanks, dude. Let's talk to John, listening in Kentucky. John, you're in Louisville, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
It's interesting that you guys are talking about this tonight. I was actually having a conversation with a couple of friends about that last week, as strange as it sounds. But, it's kind of one of those things, those relics of the past, it seems to me, that was tradition for a long time. And I think at one point it had some good uses. I mean, if you think back in history, humans didn't bathe very often. And, things could get dirty, and it was probably a good idea to have that procedure done. But, nowadays you're talking about... a part of the body that possesses, I think, upwards of like 40 million nerves. It hit a bunch of potholes here. It also helps with, from the medical studies I've read, it also helps with intercourse because I know this sounds a little graphic, but it has its own lubricant, so it assists in the process.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the foreskin has its own lubricant?
Do what now?
The foreskin has its own lubricant?
Correct, yeah.
To that, I just got to say, ew.
Well, I mean, the...
Well, wait, is it an actual lubricant, or is it that the foreskin itself acts as sort of a lubricant?
A little bit of both. I mean, if you think about skin, right? So you have oils on your skin everywhere over your body, you know?
Gotcha.
Same mechanism.
Interesting.
That wonderful sebum.
So
exactly.
So anything else you want to share tonight, John?
No, that's about it.
Thanks for the info. Appreciate hearing
Thank
from you.
You.
855-450-FREEZE. What did he say? 40 million nerve endings?
That's what he said, yeah.
That sounds like a lot.
It does sound like a lot.
Let's continue to Tom.
I say 140 million.
Let's talk to Tom.
Do I have 240 million?
In Michigan, Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Hey. Hi, guys.
Hey, Tom.
Strange topic for Free Talk Live, I understand.
Oh, we've talked about this before. It doesn't seem strange to me, but we'll talk about anything, so go ahead.
Well, I am a person that is uncircumcised. I'm from Europe, and I can tell you right now the entire reason for circumcision is religious purposes. That's it.
That's how it seems to me.
Because it's much easier to masturbate with a foreskin. I don't need to use all kinds of lubes and everything else.
Mm.
And on top of that, and I know this is going a little bit past, but I don't really, you know, I don't like to admit too many things, but girlfriends and I, we like to play with other folks. So I do see other guys, and I have several friends that have an extreme hard time ejaculating, getting off, because, I mean, if the head of your penis is rubbing in your underwear all day long, it's getting calloused. It's just like any other part
so
of
it's,
your body.
So it is being desensitized. Is what you're
I wouldn't disagree with that at all.
It's very interesting.
I would also say that there's a strong possibility that they're experiencing some level of stage fright, too.
And this is, by the way, you mentioned you're from Europe. This is not popular to do over in Europe, if I'm correct, yes?
Yeah, they don't masturbate there.
Yeah, right. They don't get circumcised there. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number two is next. This is Free Talk Live.
BigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.